Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There are three sides to every story. There's one person's side, and then the other person's side, and there's, guess what? There's the truth. There's the truth. That's the hardest one. And you know what? Reminds me of an episode of Mama's Family. When Mama, Vicki Lawrence, great role for her. She got hit in the head by, they were making gooseberry jam, I believe. She got hit in the head by it. Rough, you know, definitely would have been a safety report on the head of the ship. And, Eunice, they all went through different ways when something happened. It was kind of like, they kept making a reference to Rashomon. I don't know, I'm not a fan of foreign films. But they all had a different way that it happened. Like Ellen was being kind. Eunice was being nice. You know that wasn't going to happen. No. And Naomi had a version.
No. Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Captain Sandy. Here's the thing. I should tell you, Camille.
Okay.
I've seen you grow. And that makes me proud. You're Naomi here. Alyssa. I don't know. You're venting, maybe?
What?
I don't know.
Captain Sandy, what's Mama's Family?
Yeah, just go away. Y'all, I think we're in the last chapter of the Lost Truffaut film, The Undoing of Camille.
The Undoing of Camille. I can't find Mama's Family theme song. I was looking for the Mama's Family theme song on Spotify. They don't have it. That's a loss.
Boy,
that's a loss for them. Way to go, Spotify.
It really, when she said that, I screamed because that's the first thing I thought of was that Mama's Family episode. Y'all, that is a classic episode of Mama's Family.
It's a very good episode of
where
Mama's Family.
It's Betty White, Carol Burnett, the actress, I can't believe, I think her name was Dorothy something, who played
Naomi.
Naomi. They all recount ways that Mama Vicki
Lawrence.
Probably
one of my top favorite episodes of.
Oh yeah, totally. Rashomama after the Kurosawa film Rashomon, where things do happen. So everyone has their own account of how things happened.
I don't. Is it the truth or is it what Captain Sandy thinks?
The thing is, none of this matters. It doesn't matter if it's the truth or not. Because here's the thing. These two people cannot work together.
This is when
I realized, even if you do get rid of Camille, the problem with Alyssa is still going to be there.
Well, I feel like...
This is reality gaze below Dick.
Yes, it's true. Below Deck, Season 10, Episode 8, The Captain and Camille. That's a good name.
Great name.
That's a great name.
Rachel didn't give them another name this time.
The curtain gets pulled back a little bit on Alyssa. I mean, we've been seeing it more and more.
Yeah.
But Alyssa, we're going to talk about this, but Alyssa has her own bag of issues that she's bringing to this fun house.
Yeah. And yo, Camille is a lazy, shitty person. Don't get me wrong.
But Alyssa has way more emotional baggage than Camille.
Yeah. And yeah. Here's the issue. The problems that Alyssa has with getting drunk, and yeah, she's a good worker, but the problems, it's a typical below deck problem. And usually these people wind up getting fired by the end of the season, honestly. And what I don't understand is Fraser's complete reluctance not even to think about letting, not being able to see a problem with Alyssa.
Because she works so hard. And yeah. It's, I really have been like, I'm just seeing it just in, I was talking to my own therapist about this and just being reminded.
About below deck?
No, about below deck, yeah. But about the power of projection. And so maybe it's on my mind, but Alyssa is the one saying, well, she's a different person in front of everybody else. And I kind of this episode thought, but are you being a different person in front of Alyssa than you are to Fraser and Camille? Because I think she is. I think there's a bit of that.
If there was no Camille on this season, Alyssa would be the one everyone went after.
I think she would be okay.
No, I'm saying unless, of her behavior.
I think she would still slide under probably the radar with because Haley's so easy to get along with. But, and I think you might have said this before.
Oh, I'm talking about the nights out, all the drama the with.
Out. We're going to talk about that. But yeah. I was just going to say, if her department head was a woman, Alyssa would be gone by the end of the season too.
Yeah.
100%. I don't think we have any, do we have any announcements? I don't think
we have. We have our, y'all, tickets are on sale for our digital worldwide event with Mary Payne Gilbert of Pink Shade.
Digital worldwide event.
Called Reality. Moment. I believe we're actually calling it, Digital Worldwide Moment. You're right.
No, I wasn't correct. I was just
Reality Shade.
Reality
is
Shade
is the title. The
Moment
are
is
on
a software
sale.
That you use for it, so that's why we're calling it Digital World Moment.
Tickets are on sale now for that on February 6th. We will be recapping and talking about the season of Toe, probably episode 2. I think we're going to be talking about.
I think episode 2. We'll figure it out.
And there's an after party. You can buy a tote bag if you want. We're very excited. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this.
And the way this works, y'all, we do it live. We do it live. And we do an after party live as well. That only stays up for a week. And then after a week, the live is gone forever. I don't think the after party is going to be up. So the after party
pun
intended. A moment that we share with listeners.
Ooh, that's fans. When I go show my nipples.
You know what? That's fine. As long as it's not recorded for prosperity, I'm fine with it.
Posterity.
What did I say? Oh, I said prosperity. I did.
prosperity.
Or prosperity. Yeah. Well, your prosperity. Yeah. So
I'll show you my posterity.
Whatever you need to do, whatever. There's the tickets are cheaper now.
I get naked at the after party. I need to talk about that with my therapist.
Yeah, we both need to talk to our therapist about other reasons. How are you working on self-love, Jake? Well, I got naked in a digital worldwide moment.
I got loving naked in a digital worldwide moment.
All right, Jay Bird. So anyway, y'all, we're very excited. Thank you for Mary Payne for inviting us on that. And God bless Ingrid, because she's never dealt with us before. And I hope
producer
she's
at Pink Shade helping us to do things. And
hope she doesn't quit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm already screaming, Ingrid! And even though Ingrid's not here, I want her to get me a coffee.
She doesn't work for us. And
it's never stopped me before.
It's Christina, our producer, is just going, thank fuck I'm not handling this right now. anyway, and shout out to Caitlin, who's handling a lot of that on social
yes,
media.
Yes, we're very excited. Go to I guess it's in, you got find it on our socials, you know, on our Instagram and our Twitters and our Linktree. You can go to our Linktree link, as we say.
Yep.
You right can buy there. Tickets for that. We're very excited. We may have some special guests drop
by. We're working on that. So,
yeah, we're very excited.
Thank you for remembering that. I already forgot.
Yeah, I know.
It's what happens. I don't think we have anything else. Except for that, we are, oh, wait, everybody, you are going to get a free episode this week that is normally on Reality Ace Plus at the $5 tier. You're getting our classic, our classless 90 Day Fiancé Season 6. We're starting it this week, and so we always do a try before you buy. So yeah, that episode will be up. And I think
this week we're talking about Ashley and Jay, Colty and Lalisa Botti. And Eric and Lita, who I have a lot to say about because we're going to record that soon. Wow. He really does look like a human basset hound. Like that's the dog I tried to remember who what it would look like.
I really love his wife.
Oh, the ex?
Yeah, the ex.
You know, she's like, thank God.
She's like, holy shit.
I'm really concerned that she's worried about paying child support.
It's it's great.
Those,
you know,
those fucking accents are going to bug me.
She's just walking around singing fucking Flowers by Miley Cyrus. She's happy as shit. Anyway, so that's going to come on this week. And then there's the watch. There's the watch along where we watch it as well in the video.
But that's not free.
So, well, that'll be, I think we put that to all the Patreons.
Yeah, that's right.
All the people for this week.
Also, we're doing a crossover event this week with Married to Reality, the podcast. They do a lot of stuff. Now, y'all been after us about MILF Island that just premiered.
MILF Manor.
Thank you. MILF Island is the 30
it all
Rock show.
Blends, it all
I am
blends.
Going to call it MILF Island.
I know you are.
MILF Manor. For some reason, MILF Island just works, sounds even better to me.
Sure.
Y'all, I don't know if you watch this show. It is a deadly car crash. It is absolutely god-awful. We are going to do a crossover with them. I think they're covering it. We don't have a lot of plans to cover the whole thing. You haven't watched it yet, right?
I haven't.
I
watched a trailer. It's interesting. So this will go on up before, so it's too late if you want to. But I'm doing a segment on Portland Afternoon Live, the ABC. And so they asked me, I'm doing it remotely. And they said, let's talk about fun reality shows that are coming through for January. And so I sent them like 4 or 5 reality shows that are coming up. And all of them were approved, except for they're like, we can't talk about MILF Manor.
Even local news said this is too much for us.
Even Portland said this.
Well, you
can
do anything in Portland.
You could do anything in Portland.
You can. I could be nude on an after party in Portland.
They do. They
the
have
police wouldn't even be called
male strippers that are just nude there.
I'm just gonna say this. What they keep saying, there's a twist. It's exactly what you think. The twist is that these MILFs, their sons, a lot of their sons are the ones who they're dating.
We kind of figured that out.
Yeah, it's easy to figure out.
Which,
everyone got it.
You know, we covered, it's very similar to Back in the Groove, which we covered, and I texted Jake, and I was like, you've got to watch I skipped the last episode, because of course, she ended up getting with that crew guy who was terrible, but the other woman, Sparkle, ended up getting with the other woman's
son.
Who was hot.
They're not together. Let me tell you that no one is together from that show. That show was a joke.
Did you watch the thing where Crew takes that, I forget the blonde, the brown-haired woman from L.A., takes her into a bedroom, and they don't show them fucking, but they just show a clip of fruit exploding?
Yes! The show got campier and campier. I wish they would have done it earlier.
It was the concierge. It was really weird. So I don't know.
I had decided.
That's when I was young. I saw my mother lose her groove.
Lose her groove.
And I knew I would never want that again.
She will never lose her groove again.
I am not doing a parody accent. That is how he sounded. That it was Antonio Banderas in Puss in Boots.
It was? Guarantee you he's not actually has. I bet you he doesn't have an accent.
No, his name is Brett. He's a
Shakespearean trained actor.
Yeah. No.
It kind of really, if they would have started with that camp, I would have been like, we need to cover this whole show.
I decided I would never make a woman never lose her groove again.
But we don't have time because we have Darcy and Stacy and Extreme Sisters, y'all.
Yeah. And that horrible Perfect Match show that just got released. Like, in other words, when all the bad reality people are sent to hell,
yeah,
it's a show that like is in the afterlife where they have to date each other. So that's what that Perfect Match show is, when everybody gets sent to hell and the hell experience is dating all the pieces of shit.
Yes. We're not saying we're covering it. We're going to watch it and see.
No, I'm just...
I emailed Netflix today and said,
kind of made me sick to my stomach.
I asked for screeners today, so we should be getting them. That's what we do for y'all.
A lot of the garbage from Too Hot to Handle, The Circle, some from The Mole, some from Love is Blind.
Love Island, some from Love Island.
I think it's only Netflix show. Only Netflix show.
Yeah.
Only Netflix. Because Netflix isn't going to allow anyone.
Oh, and one woman from Sexy Beast.
Oh, yes! I saw I screamed.
I know. So anyway, we need to move on.
We need to move on.
Honestly, because this was a good episode of Below Deck, but at the same time, it's just pretty much Camille and Alyssa heavy. It's the whole thing.
I felt like this was it's interesting you say that. I felt like this was a hard episode to watch for a lot of reasons. Mostly to constantly see Camille and Alyssa going at it with one another.
Yeah.
For no real good reason. I think that
at this point, there's
not really a conflict except for a personality conflict.
Yes, for sure.
And let me go on with.
What's your first tea bag?
I just want to talk about, and this is jumping ahead a little bit, but we'll get back into the Rasha Mama.
No one said we ever stay in order. So,
segment.
Yeah.
But I this floored me. Besides Alyssa saying, Camille reminds me of my dad.
Whoa.
y'all, the brakes on the car screeched to a halt at that moment. And we all went.
I wrote, stop the bus.
Oh, this isn't about her at all.
It's not about her at all.
Oh, honey.
It never is. It's very rarely about someone when you're upset
with
them.
What's interesting is how both Camille and Alyssa take this extremely personally, this conflict. And Alyssa says, when I forgive someone, it's like giving them a piece of me and giving them up some power. And she keeps saying, I can't forgive you in full, but I have to protect myself. And I went, you don't have to forgive her. You just have to fucking work with her.
It's true.
You're not friends.
They're not friends.
I screamed.
And also, that's not... Forgiving someone is not... That's the worst definition of forgiveness I've ever heard. It's maybe the worst definition I've ever heard.
I was shocked.
Do not forgive someone and give a piece of yourself to the... I know, in fact, usually forgiveness is about... I can't remember it, but Oprah had a really good definition of forgiveness. But basically, it's about forgiving the act... Not necessarily forgetting what was done to you, but just forgiving that moment and moving on.
It's like, I don't understand why Alyssa takes anything Camille does personally. I'm just like,
yeah, because I guarantee you, because Alyssa talked about her dad was toxic and triggered her like Camille. Camille takes everything personally, but she wants to be a cool girl, and so she tries to act like, I'm not taking any of this personally.
Right.
Guarantee you her father does the same thing. Like, why are you being emotional? Why are you crying? Why are you being I'm just putting this. I don't know her dad, but I'm just feeling that my gut tells me that. And so that just triggers her even more. But the fact that she has the awareness.
I know. That's the part.
That I always say this all the time in therapy. People say, I just need to figure out why I do this. Y'all, the why has the why has such a little bearing on why you change your behavior. I know why I don't like to go work out. I process that. I get all of that. I know why I don't like to go to a gym. I have all that why. It still doesn't affect my what and my how and my fucking when.
That's true.
And it's the fact that she, though, when she said it, and I went, then why are you not adapting to that? Why are you not going, oh, this isn't fully about her. What is it going on just right now in this moment? Speaking of moments, see us at Digital Worldwide Moment with Pink Shaded.
But I want to go back that scene when she said, and she was in there and she said, I hate you.
And it's so passive aggressive. I hate you. It was like that. Ugh.
And it was like, and you can say, oh, she was being funny about it, but she wasn't. She wasn't meaning it so she could say she joked about it later. But what's interesting is Alyssa's the worst kind of person to give anyone to give power to, because she's going to use it to make sure everyone else who's working with her feels like they owe her some type of respect. Haley doesn't give a shit about any of that. It is not personal to her. Camille, it is personal. Alyssa could work with anyone else on this ship probably fine, and people would probably say, I don't want to be friends with her. That girl, she works, she's got a great work ethic. She does her job. She, where it's going to get messy is the nights out and the messy drama with the crew.
Yes, because Camille's going to leave, and guarantee you, Katie and Alyssa are going to go at it.
Yeah, and Ben too.
Alyssa is going to seek validation in that, and she's going to shit stir.
Yeah, and that's the thing. With Camille gone, I don't think things are going to get better.
I don't think the workload may be,
but the crew dynamic is still not going to be good.
I wonder if surely they'll end up getting someone else, but maybe they
I don't know.
They keep saying they'd be fine with two, but maybe
they won't. It's a big boat.
So I feel like if they didn't have three people for this last charter with all those people drinking and everything, no way.
I think, and Alyssa was kind of coming apart. Now, those people were up till 5 a.m. and they were fucking awful.
They were
awful. But
I will say, I thought, so they have this fight, and then my kind of first teabag is Captain Sandy having that talk with Camille while they're eating. Like, I think Captain Sandy did a good job in that moment of saying, like, of validating, like, I've seen you work better. I've seen, like, kind of calming her down and just basically saying, like, you know, you can't do that. But when Camille said, where do you think this comes from? When Camille said, she has a lack of respect for me as a human being.
Y'all, we know what we talk about with respect. Camille, and she says later on, I'm a human being. That's all projection. This is all someone has devalued me. And when you talk to Camille, especially if you make her sound like she is stupid or a child, which Alyssa does. That's her trigger. That's Camille's trigger. Mm-hmm. Now, and Camille will respond, strangely enough, like a child.
Like a child.
And
yes.
So it's Camille is a textbook type on one of these shows who is awful, who is lazy, who should have been fired in episode 3, but Captain Sandy gave her another chance.
Well, here's
the thing.
She came on as a new captain, so she didn't, you know what I mean?
That's true.
It was a good circumstance for
her. I think if Lee was still captain, she would have been gone in episode 4.
I think so too. Yep.
And I think, unfortunately, however, Fraser wasn't on it enough to see the problem.
Sandy called it. She called it when she said, this is a leader. When she said,
she's
this
totally
is a
right.
leadership idiot. She's 100% right. Because he really hasn't done.
No.
He hasn't done anything to fix this.
He's ignored personality conflicts.
He even said this episode. Yeah. Alyssa was crying. He's like, I just need you to stop crying and get back to work. Like, he literally didn't validate anything she had to say.
Yeah. the point of this is he should have headed off problems before they were there. Didn't really see potential problems, and
potential.
And I think Haley has been telling him, and so has Rachel. Haley has been, they've both been telling him, and he's refused to get involved.
Yep.
And now here we are. Is this episode 8?
Yes.
In episode 8, something that should have been done in episode 3 is finally being done. And it's way past time. She's not a good worker. She's shitty to people.
It's weird how everybody talks about it, except for Alyssa. Everybody talks about how fun and great Camille is when she's not working. Fraser says, I love her. And I'm like, is
do
that
they?
Just... And I'm like, where? Where do... And like, Ross doesn't seem like to love her. Everybody talks about that she has... It seems like people are saying that she has this glowing personality that we don't see when she's working. And I thought, no, that's because she's drunk as fuck when she's not working.
No, she's an asshole. She's a huge asshole.
She's a huge asshole. Just a fun drunk. Like, oh, man.
No. It's... I think, you know what, she might be kind of self-deprecating, but she's the kind of funny you laugh at, but at the same time, you're like, I don't want her around me. You just work with, y'all, you work, people like on a boat like this, you work with a lot of assholes, but you have a, get. You don't have to be friends, you just have to make it. Somehow we got on, we decided that everyone has to be the best of friends. Kate Chastain never worked that way.
When you're she the tolerated best of people. Friends,
I knew that was coming.
In the middle of people.
Hannah, sorry. That's why Hannah checked out half almost every season. She hated who she was working with, and then she was going to want to fuck a Deke. Like, somehow we got touchy feely. Stop this. Be adults and work with people you hate. Don't think you have to forgive them. What is this garbage?
So anything, before we go to commercial, I just want to remind you.
Thank you for letting me do that rant.
Be an adult and work with people you hate.
I know.
We'll see you after the break. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Y'all, we've all seen a massive carrot and thought our a few ideas in our head. If you didn't, you're not a dick pig and you're not listening to this show.
I like it how Sandy can't even laugh. She's like, what is this? This is a massive carrot, Rachel. Why do you think I keep it around? Great sit-in punchline. And Sandy goes, that's hilarious. Y'all, if you've ever done comedy or anything like that and someone just goes, that's really funny. It's the worst feeling. I think I do that to you, though, sometimes.
We do that to each other sometimes.
Because sometimes we're thinking and developing something. It's different when you're riding together because you're that's funny, and you're on to the next joke trying to how to.
But
how
no, I'm saying on the show. You'll say something like, that's really funny.
Yeah,
it's not validating.
Not very validating.
I think we've talked about how these three sides things was established. Yeah. And basically Alyssa says about to Captain Sandy is that she is she's like, I feel like she's about to walk all over me if I don't do anything about it. And this isn't, that means she's taking everything personally.
Oh yeah. It's
so
already
interesting.
It's Alyssa thinks I have to destroy her or she's going to destroy me. And what's happening is now they're getting everybody else on the ship involved. And it doesn't help that we've got fucking Needy von Niederstein. Ben, it's like, I love it when Camille comes and talks to me when her day's shit. And I went, oh boy. No. I went, she, dude, if you
must
tried
be a magic
to,
pussy.
Oh, yeah. When you tried to date her, she would devour you in 2 weeks. Devour no, you in 2 weeks.
She's not
going to
date him. She's not going to date him.
I know. Did Come you see on. That that later on when they're
yeah.
talking? And
I wanna,
he's like,
do you see, did you see her go, we live a long time away. I don't think that's feasible. She's,
And they're she's, just kind of sitting there.
She has chunks of men like you in her stool.
She does. Now, there is something that comes up, though. We talked about earlier this conversation when Captain Sandy was talking to Camille. Frasier tried to interrupt her and say, we can't deal with this right now.
Ooh.
I want to say this. He would not have done that if that was Captain Lee.
Absolutely not. You're exactly right.
100%.
Well, Captain Lee would have never done that, number one. Captain Lee would have told Frasier, you need to do something now, not... Captain Lee does not run a teaching boat like Sandy does.
He does not run a teaching boat. Yes.
Yeah. This is not about giving other people chances. It's not about, this is about leading the ship and understanding people are fallible. I'm fallible. I was one time.
Yeah. It's kind of at the end, like when Captain Sandy says, I'm glad he came to the right decision. I'm glad he made this decision. And I said,
You made it for him.
And you didn't think this is if he said he's going to let go of Alyssa, you would say this is the right decision.
Yes.
You're just agreeing with him. You don't care.
I love it when at the very end, when she's walking around, she kind of wanted to make it extra clear to him. It's a total Sandy move. She's like, I respect you. I respect what you're trying to do. But when two people are screaming on my boat, this is when I fire people. This is when I fire people.
And she told, she like full on went to him and said, or that moment where she said, don't ever do that to me again.
Yes!
Which,
you know,
honestly,
what?
She was right.
This needed to be said to him. He was doing better. He's a really ineffective Chief Stew, right now in the season. He's just not. Now, if he was given a crew that had less personal problems, I think if he had three Haleys, it would be fantabulous.
Yeah.
I reference her all the time. If this had been Kate Chastain, Camille would have been gone day one. And Kate would have talked to Alyssa about her personal issues and keeping it professional.
That's true. Speaking of Kate Chastain,
she's on the Traitors.
Yeah.
I need to watch
new
that
show. New show. It's already out.
Crappens covered it on their Patreon.
Oh, they did.
It's on Paramount Plus. Kyle Cook is on it, and Rachel from The Bachelor, who Kate called community dressed like you're in community theater.
This is true. And by the way, we did see the trailer for Summer House.
Ooh.
We're torn. We've told y'all like we felt like we were probably going to let this show go. The trailer does look good.
Yeah, and Danielle and Lindsay, their friendship is imploding.
The fact that Danielle and Lindsay are imploding has my full attention.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We go back.
Because Danielle is single now. No more Robert.
Danielle's single now, and Lindsay is full-on coupled up with Carl.
Which can't be easy for Danielle.
Can't be easy for Danielle. It's not gonna go good, y'all. We have not made any decision about that. We also see what's happening when it premieres and all this kind of stuff. So
I have one other teabag about these guests.
The dinner should not have been 3 hours. That was too long.
Rachel's had that problem before. It's a perfectionist issue. Usually it's not a big deal if their guests are having a good time. These guests are just fucking dicks. So, now, is 3 hours too long for dinner? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Y'all, there's nothing that, even a movie doesn't need to be 3 hours. Boy, Avatar could have cut 40 minutes off that.
Did you watch the new one?
Yes, I saw it with my brother and my nephew.
Oh.
He wanted to see it.
Was it good?
Avatar.
Did you cry? Did you get emotional and cry?
No. Is it beautiful? Yes. Is the story passable? Yes. Is it action? I enjoyed it. Did I have to leave just to clear my head after an hour and 45 minutes? Yes. And I was on my phone for 15 minutes and I came back and I understood exactly what was happening.
You're on Grindr looking for dicks. You had to have a dick cleanse, didn't you? It's fine.
Maybe.
I've been there. It's fine. Sometimes, y'all, you got to have a dick cleanse. Speaking of genitalia.
A dick sorbet, if you will.
A dick sorbet. Gross move by Alyssa calling Camille's pussy nasty disease. Or disease. Like, whoa. When she said that, I was like, that is gross. She says this. She has this full-on implosion. She's back in the bed and she's like, they're like, hey, we're at the club. Let's go. And they just all start going out clubbing and drinking. That was nuts to me that she was sobbing in the back of the van and then cut to, woo!
I don't know. It's going to be really hard for her to answer to that on the tell-all or the reunion.
That was fucking gross. Gross.
I think she's going to have to come really apologetically, but I don't. Maybe that's in her, but she came for her. She slut shamed this girl, and it was not good. So, besides that,
you knew the tip was going to be shitty too, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah, y'all, we knew.
I thought it was worse than it was. I thought it was going to be worse.
Even when you watch those people at the beginning of the episode, when they were watching them fighting and they were laughing about it, y'all, that's people that
awful.
Watch other people going through pain and laugh at it.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's not
dregs of humanity.
That's not like,
great. So let's talk about some other things about Alyssa. You know, it's extremely personal for her now with Camille, and she basically says she calls her, you know, it's really, really loaded language here, like dirty pot smoker. She calls like it's, and I think, and Camille is basically trying not to look. I think Camille has learned that now it only makes Alyssa look bad if she doesn't react. She's trying her best. Which is a lot for Camille because she wants to be a Tasmanian devil.
I was surprised that Alyssa just didn't flat out call her white trash because I just expected that to come out.
And then at one point she orders sex. I think on Sex on the Beach, she's like, oh, so basic. And at this point, you're thinking none of this is helpful.
No.
You're not being professional. You're not being and I think Ben tried to basically say, I think Ben basically says, hey, you're ruining the night or something like that.
Yeah, Ben tries to, because before they're going out, they start fighting in their bunk. Ben tries to say something then.
And even Camille's like, yeah, shut up. Shut up. Involve you.
And then Ben like tries to get in the van, and that's when she's crying in the back of the van, and she needs all this attention. And then cut to they're going out, and she, y'all, it is clear. We have covered this before. Katie and Ross are kind of a thing. We all know this. We all see this. And yet now she's like trying to make her moves on Ross again and throwing herself at him. And it's interesting how Alyssa talks about her toxic relationship with her father.
Yeah.
But she's got some type of toxicity about the way she views women.
Yeah.
There's something going on there. Like, and she just lucked out that her chief stew is a gay man. She lucked the fuck out.
And Haley is basically a drag queen.
Yeah.
So
they're both gay men. They're just both gay men. Yeah. They really are. Thank you.
Because
for that.
And Haley doesn't take anything personal. She's there to make money, and she's there to, and she even says, Haley goes to the Fraser and says, look, I'm annoyed. Get rid of one of them. Y'all, Haley is basically having to do chief stew duty here.
Yeah, she knows. Yeah. It's because probably besides Rachel, I think between Rachel and Haley, those two are the most confident, self-assured people on the show.
Yeah, and they're professionals. They know personal shit doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also know they're on a reality show.
Alyssa does not. Alyssa
no,
and Camille
she doesn't
are
understand
real,
that.
They are in real life, y'all.
Well, Camille does understand it, but this is all performative for her. Like she even said, I could be an actress in another world. You are an actress.
You're an actress now, girl.
But yeah, it's and Alyssa's the crying that Alyssa's doing here. It's really
it's out of nowhere. It's just hurt people, hurt people. I have a tea bag. What did you? I want you to just kind of settle yourself. Let's do a little ground. I want to do a grounding exercise. Everybody just take in a breath. And I just want you to imagine you're watching the TV and Tony says to Ben, just let me know because if I want you to be able to go all in, just full all in, balls deep, and just fuck that hole like it needs to be fucked.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that moment.
Me too.
It's all hot.
It was just a moment between two bros. Just two bros being bros.
Did your screen, he started to say the word Camille and then my screen went black. And the next thing I know, there was some exotic, erotic, rather behavior happening. Did you have that as
well? Yeah, there was a little bit of tummy sticks going on for me. Because sometimes bros just gotta be with other bros. Bros gotta take care of things for bros.
Tummy sticks.
Well, you're sword fighting. You're letting the erection go.
What's a tummy stick?
Like a drum beat. Your engorged penis plays a drum beat on your belly.
Gotta get rid of that drum set.
Y'all, if you've been to summer camp, you played tummy sticks. Okay.
Wow. I've just never heard it described in that terminology.
Tummy sticks.
Wow.
Sometimes it gets a little moist.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, drum solo. Anyway, y'all, here's the thing you just need to know. This could have all been solved. This could have all been solved by good leadership. I have no idea what the rest of the season, if you don't watch
the show.
He catches
Camille drinking. Like,
yeah. That's huge. This is
huge. I wanted to ask you about, you've watched other episodes of, I was a little confused because I went, wait, they're working, but she's drinking with the deck crew. They're having a drink.
They're done with their work. It is sometimes it's a slippery slope. This has never happened, I think.
Really?
I think it's you've seen crew members. I'm thinking about going back. But it's kind of it's a commandment because you're working. Yes, you're working in a service industry where alcohol is flowing constantly. And yes, these are people who drink like fishes when they're off the clock. But it's kind of sacred that you don't do that when you've still got work to do, because your work is the most important thing. And it's a little bit of your reverence for the work you do and the kind of the beauty of the work you do is that you're committed to it. And that's
care about the work you do.
Exactly.
Full stop.
Camille doesn't give a shit.
Camille doesn't care. I mean, she even got super drunk the night before. And normally people get drunk one night, the second night they all go to bed because they have to work. But, and she's drinking the fucking guest champagne.
She's drinking in the morning too. It's you can't even the camera work here is really good because it shows she's drinking a glass of wine or champagne even as she's working. And this it's almost like Fraser has to be pushed to fire her. It just makes me angry. This should have been done. I can only imagine. I'd like to give Fraser a little bit of a break here and say production made him keep her longer because they knew that it would be great fireworks, which it has been. But
maybe,
boy,
I mean, we've
heard that below deck is the least invasive.
I think Fraser is going to be a really good lead stew in about 5 years, but he needs to get beat up a bit more.
Sandy said it. Yeah. Sandy said this. You can't be friends with people. You have to lead or otherwise. What did she say? I need to make sure I get this.
She said you have to choose. She said you have to choose one or the other.
Right. And
it was great. It was great, though. She's drinking that wine. Camille's holding. She's like, I'm done with my work. I'm done. And Fraser says, okay, bitch went and took his phone. And
receipts.
Took pictures and said, just went through and showed her. And Camille went, oh, I guess I just forgot that. Oh, well, there was like five things that she didn't do at all.
But she's still drinking. She doesn't stop.
She's still drinking. So that is where I was like, that's the only good thing you did is that
but
you caught her in the act.
She had to push him consistently.
Yeah.
I think if she would have stopped, he probably wouldn't have fired her. It would have gone on maybe one or two more charters.
Probably. He very much has the same thing as Katie did, just wanting to be their friend too much.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oof. Anyway, y'all, she's getting her walking papers. Camille
to the bridge. Camille to the bridge.
Camille will have come undone.
When
do you need? Who do you love? When you come undone. What happened? That song was playing at LAX when we landed one time, and I was like, this sounds like a bad gay club after hours.
After hours. I will say, whenever Captain Sandy called her up and she says, this is going to be a hard conversation, and Camille goes, wait, no. And I went, yeah, girl, you don't get it. You don't get it, you idiot. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
That's a show.
It's still not going to go smooth sailing with Alyssa, though. It's going to be.
No, it's not.
The charters will be fine, but it'll
because Ben's going to be upset now because he's basically following her. He's going to be upset that she left. It's going to now
be a problem with Katie. Yeah,
he's going to talk to Katie and spur Katie on. Which means it's going to be good drama. Also, y'all, I want to apologize to again Mary Payne and Ingrid. And that I texted them before we started and said, don't forget your tea bags. Meant to text Jake that. Texted them that. So they're probably don't know what the fuck is going on now. Be sure to get your tickets at our Linktree link for the digital worldwide moment. Reality Gaze and Pink Shade in.
Reality Shade.
Reality Shade, y'all. We're very excited for that. All right, y'all. Until then, check out our classes this week. We're so excited for season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé. January, this latter part of January. We're about to get raw dogged, and it's going to be, at least with good TV.
Get your lube ready.
Oh, get it ready, y'all.
I don't know if it's ever good. it's juicy.
And at least memorable.
It's done.
Yeah. It does. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week. But until then, y'all, it's
Anchors are gay. Okay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.